snatch up the phone here. Hello, hubble, 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 here.
This is Grease Man.
It is.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. There's a whippoorwill in the valley. It's calling hi-lo.
You're a nut, man.
Yeah, buddy. The guy's nuts. Grab him. Ouch!
Hey.
Yeah.
You make long-distance calls?
To whom?
Somebody at Radford University.
Somebody at Radford?
Right.
Is that your girlfriend?
That's right.
How long you been dating her?
4 years.
Is she a freshman?
Yes, sir.
Kiss her goodbye.
Oh, yeah? Why's that?
Because when she goes off to school, she's going to find somebody new, buddy. That's always the way it happens. You know, you kiss, you cry tearfully. But right now, she's probably already dealing with someone named Brad or Lance from some Ivy League family somewhere.
You may be right, ma'am.
What do you do for a living?
I work construction, ma'am.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with working construction, but she's not going to find that. You see, you work construction, you come home, you got sweat pits on, you know, you got your little thin lunchbox. She's going to be meeting guys that wear leather sweaters and carry tennis rackets under their arms.
Well,
she'll be meeting guys that are studying to be attorneys and brokers, and suddenly she'll look at your picture and turn it face down on the dresser.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not mine.
And then she'll start hiding it when the other guys come over. And now you're making plans to get together Thanksgiving. Of course, when Thanksgiving rolls around, she's going to say, you know, I...
Oh, tomorrow, man.
Huh?
Tomorrow. Going up there tomorrow.
Yeah, well, she just got there, so you're still going to... You're going to meet all her friends, and... But you'll decide. When you go back the next time, she'll be cooler, and then the time after that, she'll cancel the visit.
Yeah?
Yep, and then when you dial her number, it'll be like... Doo-doo-doo. The number you have reached has been changed. The new number is a non-published number. Click.
Yeah. Mm. All right, well, man, I appreciate it. I got to get back to work.
All right, buddy, good luck. Here, kiss her goodbye. Hello, hobble the hobble. Yeah. Good morning, good morning. You're calling without warning.
Good morning, Greasy. How's it going?
Good. What can I do for you?
I'm just calling you about bodybuilding since you're so bulky to start with. I've got a delicious breakfast here this morning of tuna fish and some fried chicken and some milk to keep all the protein flowing. I recommend,
a recipe the Indians used to do.
And what's that?
You eat the bulls.
Bulls what?
Bulls doodads.
Oh, my God. Are there fine protein?
No, it's not that. Apparently, it's something to do with, the hormone, the testosterone is like a...
Oh, I see. They're like natural steroids.
Exactly. They're edible. You know, Rocky Mountain oysters is what they call them. And you eat those things, and whatever you're doing now, whatever you're benching, add 20% weight to it. You'll be doing more. Whatever you weigh now, add 20%. I mean, it's like magic. I tried it one time, and let me tell you something. I put on some size, and I only ate half of them because the bull kept walking away from me. I thought,
I'll be out of good shape. Probably.